Tanan, Chay Chotzim Mukafes Achsadra, Bainamai, name Pitikriyar Besaisum. So we have Machoik as a Bai Varava. What do we say, Pitikra? So back to Gemara, the Mishnah says, if a Chotzim Mukafes Achsadra, so if you say Pitikra, so why don't we say that the Tikra of the Achsadra, which finishes by the sukkah, why don't we say pitikra of the end of the achsadra should drop down, and that'll be the walls for the sukkah. And the Gemara, Tirgama Rava, Alibad Abaya, Rava answered for Abaya, Kishahishva es kiruyav. Says Rashi, Tanan, Mechei Chatzim Kev Zachsadra. Magag Achsadra, Mafsik, Bain, Mechitz Abayas, Abatim, Laver, Shesichach, Olav, in the middle. Yesh Baruch, Ogag, Galadamas, Psula. Psula Mahani, La, Mechitzais, Abatim, because there's no Dov in a Kuma anymore. So, but why don't we just say Pitikra? Pitikra of the roof of the Achsadra. And the roof should go down. Great mechitzas. So Rav answered, "Leave the bayit, makom bayit with shiloi." She tei mishnah zu meturgemes lafi devarav. So Riches and Rashi. Kishishves kiruyav. Shasa kiruyav namuch. Loynasin Rashi akonim al gabe tikra. Sheye pi tikra nira ba in the sukkah el talim b'shave lafi. The pi hanesarim she ein chuda nira besukkah. Anyone has the pictures? Could I take a look at the pictures? Because in other words, the schach is flush against this is the tikra of the achsadra. This is the schach. Instead of a schach resting on top of the tikra of the achsadra, which would be the most normal thing to do, probably. Yeah, you do it, you have it, it's resting on crossbeams, whatever it is, but the point is, the schach is flush against the tikra. So maybe someone in the sukkah doesn't see the thickness of the tikra, they say pitikra. So the thickness of the tikra of the achsadra is covered up by the schach. And maybe it's not shayach pitikra. Pitikra, you have to see the thickness. But here it's covered up. That's Rava's answer for Abaya. Kol tikras gagaseim chalaka v'shava ha'yisav lo shipur ken shalanu el gatikras aliyos. I don't know why Rashi chooses to share this information with us right here. That the roofs were flat, not slanted. Why is that in the gaitos right now? Because if it's slanted, then you wouldn't say pitikra anyway. Pitikra has to be straight. If it came out of, if it's on a slant, maybe that's true. I just thought that now. If it's slanted, you wouldn't say pitikra. Well, as Kashi say pitikra, obviously it has to be a flat roof. Okay, maybe. Fine. Zog mar vayter. Besura masni lashmaitse b'hai lishna. Like we said till now. Pumadisa masni, mas like the sicha gabech sadr she'en la p'tzimin divhaka psula. So where in surah, that's where there was a machlaikis. B'en la p'tzimin, b'yesh la p'tzimin divhaka was kosher. In Pumadisa, machlaikis is b'yesh la p'tzimin. And everyone holds fakir, you don't say pitikra. Divaka Psula. Yesha Petsime Bai says Ksher, Rav says Psula, Bai Maksher, Amina Midlavud. Rav Amar Psula, Amina Lavud. Hilch Zaklish Nakama. Says Rashi. Divaka Psula. Loshmai Zabai Rav. Divaka Psula. Chiva the Tikra. Wicholo Achsagra Suya. Veloy La'aver Shechutzala. Ein Pia Nasa Mechitza is La'aver. So since We had this far before. Since the roof of the chsadra is meant for the for underneath the chsadra, it's there for to give shade underneath it. The mela, you're not going to say pitikra, because it's not meant for the avir. Yesh lepzimim pachz mishloisha baya makshedim in love afgav shapzimim. Nasu. So now Rashi is bothered. Rabbi just said you can't say pitikra because the roof is not for the roof is there for the chsadra, not for what's beyond it. So why don't we say the same thing by the ptsimin? I mean, the ptsimin are there for the chsadra, not there for the space between. Well, Aver Chitzon, not Aver Chatzer. No, Halei Mechitzon. The Chol Pachas Meshloisha Stima Ma'aliasi V'Shad Yilach Lachi. He's saying some of this Sfara, that's not meant for that area, is only when it's not a real Mechitza. Love is a proper Mechitza. Love is a proper Mechitza. For example, just like you're trying to speak out. Just like, right, the wall of the house, right, when it's less than Da'at Amos, right, you say Da'at Akuma, Chsadra, yeah? It's less than Da'at Amos, you say Da'at Akuma. So even though the wall of the house was not there for the sukkah, the wall of the house is there for the house. But still we say Da'at Akuma, we use it for the sukkah. So when it's a proper wall, then it could go both ways. So here is my love. Sabai says love is a proper wall. And Rava says, no, psul. The love of Lam Machitzahi. Allah Khmash Masina Gemirullah. So he learned Rava is interesting because as soon as Machlag the Bay of Rav, what's the gather of love? Abai says, love is a proper machitza. Once we have Lakhmash Masina, Allah Khmash tell me it's a proper machitza. It's a proper machitza. It could go from the inside and from the outside. It could go for the Aksadra, it could go for the outside the Aksadra. Rava says, no, it's Lakhmash Masina. Mela, it's you know, it's like pitikra, it's like arachis. Chigmir alias mechitza lechala lechalal hanasa b'shvilai av l'mishdei l'hachal l'hachalai. Vilchus glishen kama derava l'klish abasra l'lovin amina. Everyone holds l'lovin fil la'avir av astimas pitikra l'amina elo chalal. That's shita's rav. So the reason why rav argues and bayin says no pitikra. It's because the pitikras, the tikras for the aksadra, not for the sukkah. So the more right. Rav Ashi, Ashkel Chel Rav Kana, the Kamasach al Gab aksadra, Shein la psimin. The Masach al aksadra, Amalei. Loisava mar hadam rava yesh la psimin kachera ain la psimin basula. Hare rava shita is they don't say pitikra. So Meila, how are you being masachich on the chsadra when there's no psimin? Ach vile nir mechot v'shav mechot nir mefnim v'shav mechot inam nir mechot v'shav mefnim. Let's see Rashi. Difficult tomorrow. Let's see Rashi. Rashi Ashkel Rav Kana Sukkah Zu. So Rashi tells us it's not like the sukkah that we talked about till now. The sukkah that has two walls. So only that's missing is the shlish is a filled tefach. Yeah, Dara Mizrach. Hashlishi is smucha lachsadra. You need a third. You need a third tefach. Where's the third tefach? And Elmai, you want to say the third tefach is going to be pitikra? We don't say pitikra according to Rava. Ach vilei shayapatzim sheboy tefach v'yaser oimid et eitzel hayaitze. The Shver Gemara. But Oidif ala soka. Meine nervous little taicha. El oimen beshavel daifin besaifai. So in the Gemara we have a little picture over here that the a very strange thing. You know, is the extra tefach is connected the wall, right? Connected the wall and going the other way. If you look at the picture. In the Gemara. Right? So Chayr doesn't make any sense. What's going on over here? The Shusafil tefach has to be in the sukkah, no? The tefach has to be, we had a whole sugya exactly what to do with that, right? And he would tefach seichik with the whole sugya, going the wrong way and it's kosher. What's going on over here? Yeah. So we'll let us finish the Gemara, then we'll see. We have to see the. The Rosh over here. The Rosh is very important. The Tais already asks. Yeah? Tema, heichu moyel basukka. Kima le minka b'rifnim. Shlish shal tefach. You need tefach in the sukkah. What's going on over here? The crazy Gemara. The Tais says, imish amigu. Because Gemara is going to say in a minute that it works for a lechi, for a chotzer. I don't want to say migu. Migu have definitely in Shabbos, have definitely in Sukkah. Look, Tais is the Atum Miloy Avir of Kana Sukkah El B'Shabbos. Migu helps you for Shabbos, doesn't help you for Chol, Chol Moed. Void, Lashis is the Raisa, Leimani Migu. Alright, Shlisha Fil Tefach is not in Rabbanan, it's in the Raisa. Tais says, he discussed before, whether you say Migu by something that's a Psalder Raisa. So let's just finish the Gemara, then we'll see the Rosh. So the Gemara says, this is Rashi. Achmele Nachmo, Shoyapatzim, Shaboy Tefch of Yaitzer, Oymir Eitzel Yaitzeh, it's connected to one of two walls. Have a Moshech Rochboy, Machere Sukkah, Ba'erach Shachsadra, Oydef Al Sukkah. Ve'en Nil Esaychai, El Oym Beshava, Ledaifin Besaifai. So some of that inside the sukkah, you can't tell there's an extra piece over there if you're inside the sukkah. If you're outside the sukkah, you see it sticks out. But if you're inside the sukkah, it looks like it's just an extension of the wall of the sukkah. So v'shav b'fnim, lo'ayis amayim b'fnim, ein anira. Lo'ayis amayim b'chsadra, l'halon, k'negin at the sukkah, mein ro'ayin es chalala, nirin, ro'ayche patzim zu, they see there's an extra wall here. Again, it's going the wrong way, but at least they see that on the third side of the sukkah there's a wall. There's a wall of a tefach. Right? It's sticking out of the sukkah, but at least they see a wall here. Namar mar li mavli shech sheiroi belechi im nosna lahalon mina pesach. Sheshava v'kala oivi halechi im oirech hadayfin shebefnim v'nire shehu saif hadayfin she'ene baylet klum l'saych la'al v'pesach ala baylet hu v'tzad shes rabim k'negdai oim v'tzad nikol oim v'machot she'ene min hadayfin. In other words, the din is you need a lechi to machsha mavi. Mavi has three walls. It's needed by the opening of the mavi. You need a lechi, a pole over there. So over here, let's say there is a pole there, but it looks like it's just an extension from some that's standing inside the sukkah, inside the mavi. It looks like it's just an extension of the wall. It continues. Either this picture here just is thinner than the wall, but it's a continuation of the wall, or it's like the case of the sukkah where it goes out. The lechi doesn't go into it's not in the halal of the mavi, but it's at the edge of the wall of the mavi, and it goes out into the shirabim. It sticks out. So some of it's inside. Again, looks like it's an extension of the wall. But if you're outside, you can see that there's an extra piece over there attached to the wall. That neither mishum lechi, valkanam, neither mishum daifin. Behind the patsima, zeo patsim shalom. Now, so the Rosh brings, asks Taisa's questions. And the Rosh has two mahalchim over here. It's a very interesting sense. He says, first Teretz is, makes an Kimta, that's talking about that we have a Tzuras HaPesach. Tzuras HaPesach we do have. Right? Like Gemara said, Nav Zayin, going to one on the arm, even though you have a tefach and you put it within three tefachim, right? But you still need Tzuras HaPesach, the Gemara said. Going to one on the arm. Tzuchanami Tzuras HaPesach. Smells like the Rosh. Over here, you have a Tzuras HaPesach. Meili says, but the Raisa, Batsim, Tzuras HaPesach is enough. This whole halacha, that you should fill tefach, if you have a Tzuras HaPesach, the Raisa Tzuras HaPesach is also is a wall. It's called the Arkula. For Shabbos, the Tzuras HaPesach is a wall. So maybe for Sukkot, it's a wall. So over here, you have a Tzuras HaPesach. Elamai, the Rabbanon, besides Tzuras HaPesach, you need a tefach. You need a tefach seichel. So Meila, this is only in Rabbanon. So Meila, isn't this Rosh? Pull out some. So near Bachutz, Migu, the Mahani Lin Shabbos, Mahani Hacha, Kol Shabbos Yimei Sukkah. Since it's only in Rabbanon, yeah, we have a new Migu. Migu have Daifel in Shabbos, have Daifel in Sukkah, but not only, right, not only Shabbos of Chol Moed Sukkahs, but the whole Sukkahs. Right, pull a plane. You have a migu, even though right, when Lindav Zayin, migu is only on Shabbos. Migu have definitely Shabbos, have definitely sukkah. In the Shabbos of Chol Hamoed, you could use a sukkah that's possible for sukkah, but it's kosher for Shabbos. Right? Here we have migu have definitely Shabbos. Since on Rabbanon, the rice you have Tzuras HaPesach, Elma you need a tefach. No, so you have a Shabbos, you have a tefach. You have a mabu, you have a tefach. You have a tefach for sukkah also. Even not in Shabbos. Pillow blight. The other thing he says is that that's a working with Pitikra. This is the Rava says. They can't say Pitikra. Don't forget, there's a Chsadra over here. Right? This is the Rava says. You don't say Pitikra because Mechitza is the Gavai. Yeah, because the Mechitza of the Pitikra of the Chsadra, the roof of the Chsadra is for the Chsadra, not for the what's beyond the Chsadra. Hainu midrabana. Right? That's only in the Drabana. When the Rabbi says you don't say Pitikra, it's not in the Raisa, because the Chsadra is for the inside, not for the outside. It's also in the Drabana. So Mela again, with the Raisa, you have great Sukkah. You have the wall, you have a real wall, you have a wall of the Chsadra. The Pitikra of the Chsadra is your third wall. Right? Elamai Midrabban and Rava says that's not enough. So for that, we'll say that if it's near Bachutz, that's enough. So that's according to the second shot, the Ikra working with the Pitikra of the Chsadra, even if you wrote. When the first shot, what's really be Machshir Sukkah is the Tzuras HaPesach. Those are two Mahalchim in the Rosh. Rashi would seem that he's not learning any of those two mahalchim. You don't see any Rambam and Rashi to any of those two mahalchim. And that's Taisa's kasha, Taisa's by B'sher Taka. What's going on? No migo here. And you don't have a third. Where's the third wall? You have the third, the tefach. His face is going outside the sukkah. It's a pelvic sugi here. The Rosh has his patentum over here. Rashi's not mashma, he's going with the patentum of the Rosh. Look more vital. Tana, psal yaitzim in a sukkah, nidan ki sukkah. My psal yaitzim in a sukkah. What is this psal yaitzim in a sukkah? Amar ula. Konim a yaitzim lachayra a sukkah. You put your schach, and the schach is very long. And male, it's sticking out on the other side of the sukkah. On the other side of the middle wall, the third wall. Like Gemara, so you lie to sit out there. You have a double sukkah. Like tomorrow, be in the shalosh tefanas. Very nice. You have schach. You need walls. Badika. On the outside, the other side of sukkah. So not only is the schach extended out there, but the walls are also extended. Like tomorrow, be in the heksha sukkah. You need a shir zayin al zayin. Badika. You have zayin al zayin. Wonderful. What's the chiddush? You have a sukkah. A sukkah that has zayin al zayin, three walls, has chach. It's a kosher sukkah. That's the greatest chiddush of psal yaitzim in a sukkah. And the Gemara, Mal is Eima. Horul gavoy avidi. The broy loy avidi. Eima loy. Kamash mula. Says Rashi. Lachar a sukkah. Chutz l'dayf in emtsoi, shuhu achayreha shal ha-sukkah, the back of the sukkah, konim min ha-schach, rabinu yach shal-sukkah, sheyehe shiva t'vachim, v'akar chal-sukkah, papi nafshehi, umubdelis mizu. But you can't say that it's an extension of the sukkah. Why? Because there's a wall that's mafsik. So you can't say that it's part of the sukkah. There's a mechitza here, right? Between the sukkah and the back of the sukkah. So Elamai has to have its own shear. Yeah, it does. So as Rashi says, not only is the middle wall, right, the wall of the sukkah was meant for the sukkah, not for the outside of the sukkah. That's the chiddush over here. And not only that, the side walls also, batsim, it wasn't meant to be a sukkah, right? You meant to be a sukkah. What did you mean? You meant it to be for the inside. There was extra space. It just, you know, it stuck out. But that wasn't your intention when you put the walls up, to make a double sukkah. That's chiddush. That's kosher. So Taisus takes issue with Rashi. Pirush Kunchus Dayfen Mitzray Zel and Asal Kach. That's a chiddush. Kosher Masnisa Shemino Le. We mentioned before the kosher Tani Chen Chotzim Kevsach Sadra. Tim Ei Min Hakayis Lo Sich Dal Ram Kresheira. Half God Mechitzes Bayis Lav Lebroy Avidi. Chidze bayis are from the inside, not from the outside. Venira, Taisa argues. He says, chiddush is on, we're not talking about the walls, but the konim. Hayayitz mechaya sukkah koi. Meaning, salkadak paisla lish enesul tzel. When the guy put these konim on the sukkah, and it stuck out zayin tfachim, right? They're very big, it stuck out. So he didn't have in mind the extra, the part that's sticking out. He didn't have in mind for sale. What's inside, it's for sale. What's sticking out, it's just sticking out. He didn't have in mind for sale. So that's a chiddush, k'mash malan, that it's kosher. That's the first mahalach. That's Ula. Rava said, Rabbi of Yosef, Amrit Havai, Hoch Mekonim Yosef Lufnim in Asukah. Umashcha V'Ozla, Chod Adoyfin, Ba'adayu. Now the same, or less, Lehech Shasukah, Kamash Malan. So now it was the opposite. The Konim, the extension of the Sukkah, is from the inside of the Sukkah. It extends longer, makes the sukkah longer. And one wall of the sukkah is extended also, together with the schach. You have the schach extending past the short wall, you have the long wall going with the schach. Now the same, aless behechsh sukkah kamash malon, says Rashi. Here is a discussion, exactly what's going on over here. Rashi, the Fimna Sukkah, it's not Dayfin Revi, hapasuach mishuchem v'yoytzen lahalon ma'oyruch d'fanois hatzdodim. Right, so tzchach is goes past the walls. But one of the walls continues. So one of the two side walls continues, goes together with the schach. Mal the same. Akim leimamshich doif and sheni. Bahada mucha milsa. The fact that you're only mamshich one doifin and not the second doifin, that shows that beetzem this addition is really by itself. The schach that's sticking out together with one wall, batsim, it's like its own sukkah. But let's be shiva tvachim, mechsha sukkah. The extension is not zayin tvachim. Kamash malah, the mina sukkah. It's not separate. Vahava kishtayim kilchasim, shuja fil tefach. Loimam shcharavi is uksheira. So Rashi says, it's important Rashi says, Haray, this is really a problem with the sugya. Yeah, every sukkah, yeah, minimal sukkah. Shnayim gachasa shlishi v'tefach. So every sukkah shlishi v'tefach, right? So batsam, what you have is one wall going longer than the short wall, and the schach is being nimsha. So, but still, that's called a sukkah. The guy that's sitting past the short wall, we say, no, he's sitting in the sukkah that has three walls. Right? So says Rashi, Batsim, Lefi Rabban and Yosef, Sal Yosef in the sukkah, is really that. Except that it's more than Zayin Tvachim. The long wall is extended even longer, and the schach goes with it. So Batsim, why is that different? Why is that different? Then Shnayim Chos Vilavishus Vatefach. Rashi says it's like Shnayim Chos Vilavishus Vatefach. Every Shnayim Chos Vilavishus Vatefach, you have a short wall and you have a long wall. And even the part that's only connected to the long wall is part of the sukkah. We don't say that you're only surrounded by two walls. We say, no, you have three walls. That's the din of Shnayim Chos Vatefach. Rashi, that the whole din of Psal Yaitzim and Sukkah is really that. Except in a bigger oifen, that the long wall is not just zayin tvachim, the long wall is 1,000 tvachim, right? But and the schach is going with it. It's the same thing. What's the difference if it's one tefach or and zayin tvachim on one side, or if it goes more? The Rosh over here has an interesting idea, very important Rosh. The Rosh says, what's a chiddush? The Gemara says, "Mal seima holuchu de kaimi." Right? The Gemara says, "Mal seima ha less." We have less bechor sukkah. Rosh's gair is "Mal seima holuchu de kaimi." Says Rosh, "Umay ribish asa shtei mechitzais shatzdadim aruchais af abish hoyloi dai bezayin tfachim." Bachas mehem. So zeh mechiyach shiroi tzilasa is kol ha-sukkah b'tfanas ha-rukos. V'doi v'nachas ha-nemsheches in ha-psal loy min ha-sukkah hu el b'fnei atzmai koi. Says the Rosh, haray, the short wall, yeah, is not a tefach. The short wall is zayin tvachim. Yeah? So now, or maybe more. No, the point like this: the short wall. No, I'm saying it's more than Zayin Tvachim. Sorry, short wall is more than Zayin Tvachim. Right. So therefore, you might have thought, by virtue of the fact they made the short wall more than Zayin Tvachim, so that shows that in his mind, he wants full walls, right? Because that's all he needed. Well, tefach, you have to say Rosh Zayin Tvachim, right? Not more than Zayin, he doesn't need more than Zayin Tvachim. That's the share of a sukkah. So why is he making it more? Elamai, he wants walls in his sukkah, right? So Mela, So let's say one wool he made 14 tefachim, and the other one, the psal, he made 100 tefachim. But the fact that he made one wool, the short wool, 14 tefachim, shows that's where his sukkah ends. In his mind, he wants three wools for his sukkah, so his sukkah ends by where the short wool is. Why did he add to the short wool? One in Zion. He doesn't need it. Elamai, no. He wants his sukkah to have wools. Memela, now the long wool is extended even past that, but that's not part of the sukkah. Because in his mind, and it's very interestingly rushed, in his mind is Kaveya. That his sukkah only goes until where the extended short wall goes. So maybe that's why I would thought it's possible. Kamash Malan. Oh, so he says, V'nimtza she'en le'ela doifin achas. The extension, where the long wall is past the short wall, he says, when you're sitting over there, you only have one wall. Now it's interesting, not even the wall, not even the middle wall, not two walls, you only have one wall. It's like it's a separate sukkah. Past the short wall is a separate sukkah, and all you have is one wall. Kamash Malan, that's Nidika sukkah. So the Rosh Mashman, not the Kamash Malan, and we don't care what he meant. No, he decided his sukkah bets him. The half minute is still there. That the chidush psal yaitz min sukkah could be talking to some people is that bets him even though you only have one wall. But since it's connected to the sukkah, has then a psal yaitz min sukkah and it's kosher.